when they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. One of my favorite times of the day. Well, I can tell you, Republicans don't like marijuana. I see the Democratic Party now making stickers saying Republicans hate marijuana. Probably appropriate. I don't think the actual rank and file Republicans hate marijuana. I look at the polling, they're supportive of marijuana. But we're not even close to legalizing marijuana, not here in the state of Wisconsin. They had a show hearing, the first ever on legalization in the state of Wisconsin yesterday, in honor of the 420 ceremonial holiday. But it ain't going anywhere. And they didn't even want people to talk about recreational marijuana. You know, it's just a hearing on legalizing medical marijuana. Let's constrain all conversations to that. Whatever. But I would say, you know, if I had to choose qualities of a Republican, let's say, pompous, often red-nosed. I know many of their politicians. I've noted the capillaries have broken in their nose. I can't quite attribute that to anything, but the Tavern League, they've got a few ideas. Hating weed. They don't like the weed. A few of them like the cocaine just fine, but weed, that's you know, the hippie stuff. That's what the blacks and the hippies smoke. So they don't like the marijuana, unless they do, but don't like to talk about it because, you know, they can keep people down and put you in jail. Selectively prosecute you if you smoke marijuana or get caught with a little bit. But I find this very troubling, and I don't think ironic's the word, but Michael Gableman, the most corrupted Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin history. I think by his own self-assessment, he knew he'd never win re-election. Didn't even bother trying. As an incumbent Supreme Court justice, still a relatively young man, although I would say the way this guy eats, it's going to be a shorter life. But he is now putting out this partisan election review. And of course, we know the outcome. He had already predetermined the outcome. He told us way back, like the day after Fox News had called it for Joe Biden, this corrupted former Supreme Court justice was already calling it a rigged election. He already showed his true colors. He told us what he believed before he was ever empowered and paneled as a special prosecutor on the taxpayer dollar, making like 11 grand a month. And his preliminary report in the state of Wisconsin, if you're unfamiliar, was we should roll back the Electoral College. We should take back our Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. His own attorney, a guy named Bopp from Indiana, and he's going to factor into another story we got today. James Bopp Jr., I believe his attorney's name, contradicted the boss, contradicted his client in the very same assembly elections committee hearing, you know, that empowered the special prosecutor. So the prosecutor's attorney says, there's no way to overturn the election. You're all smart people. You listen to the Devil's Advocates. You already knew that. But that's part of the fiction, the fantasy that this guy's living. And then, you know, under threat of lawsuit from a Dane County judge, Remington said, you know, you got to release everything. Apparently, his attorney has said, well, we've been deleting the things we find irrelevant. We just decide at random. We don't want to keep that. We're not going to further investigate that. So we're going to destroy all the evidence. Well, as much as he likes to claim, well, I'm a special prosecutor. I'm not a state employee, but he is a state contractor, according to the judge. And he is subject to open records requests. So anyways, this Gableman has had to post some of his internal memos, apparently, for the public's perusal. And he speculates what it is that makes a Democrat. Well, it's a nose ring and colored hair and a love of nature. Those things for sure. Does she drive a Subaru? God forbid. You know, I know.
I can tell you.
I know a couple of progressives that drive Subarus. So
I know for a fact that there's a lot of Republicans that do like snakes. I know that because they put it on their flag that they put underneath the American flag.
Don't tread on that snake, yeah, right? The exactly. Gadsden flag.
Yeah, they love
some
those
of them. Hell, I think Joel's got a couple of snakeskin sets of boots, at least a belt or two. I know they're down for snakes. They might kill them, but they're down for them. Anyways, the memo from Gableman's office referred to some contractors, including National Voted Home Institute's Michael Spritzer Rubenstein, as super spreaders, and called the top elections officials in four of the state's largest cities cross-pollinators. The memo did not define these terms. So he's just got monikers for them. They're super spreaders or cross-pollinators. And Woodall Vaugh, again, she was the, Milwaukee County Elections Administrator, who Gableman's team called Vaughy. They got a nickname for her. They just call her Vaughy in internal documents, is among those dubbed a cross-pollinator. Now, Woodall Vaugh said she didn't know what Gableman was trying to allege, but appeared to be making the election look like a criminal enterprise is part of, in her words, one grand conspiracy theory. I do have concerns that it's going to discourage people to work in public service and collaborating even this year while I rely on other departments for things like IT services, grant assistance, things like that across the city, she said. Now, Bernier, we talked about the Republican senator that called this guy incompetent, and that's why he didn't run for re-election, said, I don't know what the hell's wrong with this fella. Bernier, who served for more than a decade as Chippewa County's clerk before she was elected to the state legislature, said she has long watched public officials in Wisconsin work on elections in a nonpartisan, professional manner. That's true even for county clerks who run as Democrats or Republicans, she said. Here's one more quote. Whether somebody's a Democrat or Republican does not mean they can't carry out their duties and responsibilities in an unbiased manner, she said. So if that person has a nose ring and whatever else was actually a registered Republican, he'd be okay with that? Maybe. The other one, the liberal deplorable. No evidence whatsoever. No colored hair, no nose ring, no aspersions to cast other than liberalism. She must be. She's the worst sort. Sort of the nondescript ones you can't pick out of a lineup because she doesn't wear a nose ring or have facial tattoos. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
Shame on you.
Kind of grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it?